The following audio is included in the Worldwide Church of God Library Collection. Please visit wwcg-library.com and explore the incredible truths that answer the mysteries of life.
Opportunity to say hello. My wife and I have been able this year to visit the feast sites in Hawaii, Seattle, Fresno, and then ending up here in Tucson. And I appreciate Mr. Dickinson giving me the opportunity to say hello this morning and take up the offering, because I was very happy, of course, as we all are, to hear that we will be able to hear from Mr. Herbert Armstrong this afternoon. I might mention that in Hawaii there are over 1,000 brethren there keeping the feast, and we had a record offering over there, a very good offering of over $25 per man, woman, and child. Mr. Dickinson mentioned that you had an excellent offering here the first Holy Day, I guess one of the largest in the United States, and he said it was $24 and something per head, and I just mentioned, well, the brethren in Hawaii, I think, beat you a little bit, because I was there when we took it up, and the announcement was a little over $25 per head for man, woman, and child in the Hawaiian Islands. So it's been a great feast in all of those other areas. Dr. Hay will be giving the sermon a little bit later on, and I would like to, before we get into taking the offering, just mention a little bit about what I was reading in the paper in Fresno just a few days ago. The headlines read, "Interest rates batter the stock market and housing. Frantic selling spurs a record day on the stock market. Mortgage money is expected to dry up." I think many of you were reading those headlines. It said Wall Street had its biggest day in history Wednesday, this past Wednesday, with a record 81.62 million shares changing hands on the New York Stock Exchange. Prices fell across the board in an extension of Tuesday's worst decline in 5 years. The stock market is being bent under the weight of record high interest rates and record low confidence in America's leadership. And then it says people are scared. And then they have an article about the stock market crash of 1929. So people are a little bit scared with the price of gold shooting up like it is, the value of the dollar going down. If you're an average person, you're a little bit concerned about the future, a little bit worried possibly about your own security physically. And as I was reading that article and the accompanying article about the stock market crash of 1929, and of course we've all heard, probably most of us, the speculation of a 50-year cycle of the stock market, and some are speculating that there might be a stock market crash this year, 79, there's a book out. Of course, the authorities refute that and say, no, it will not happen. The government will not allow that to happen. But reading that, it makes me realize how close it could be. Another crash. Another time like 1929 and then the years following right after that. And it makes me realize, and I'm going to be tying this in with the taking up of the offering, that when we are giving to God, I would like to remind you of what we are doing. Because God does command us 7 times during the year, or actually he says the 3 seasons of the year, that we're not to come before him empty. And so during the annual holy days, we do take up an offering. But it's very important, I feel, when we give this offering, to realize what we are doing. And I'd like to go to the instruction that Jesus Christ gave us in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. If you're a little bit worried about what to do with your money to get the highest interest rates or to have the best investment or to have the greatest security for the future, like the average person, I'd like to give you the advice of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 6. So when you give your offering, you can realize you're doing the best possible thing you could be doing for the future, for your security. In Matthew chapter 6, you probably know which verses I'll be reading, begins in verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Here's the advice of Jesus Christ to all of us, brethren. And I think it's very important advice, looking at what's happening in the United States to our standard of living, to the dollar, to the shaky stock market. Let's read what Christ said to all of us, Matthew 6:19. He said, "Don't lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth." And right now there was frantic buying and selling on the stock market, people trying to make the best investment or make the most money or save their investment. But Jesus Christ said, in the times that are coming ahead, he said, "Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth." Doesn't mean it's wrong to have money, if God has blessed you with it. But it is wrong to put our heart into laying up or storing up or setting our heart upon money or physical things as our security for the future. Because it won't work. It won't save us, and it won't help us when the bad times really come. He went on to say, because moth and rust does corrupt. You know, inflation eats away, or you can lose it in the gamble if you're speculating on the stock market or gold or anything else. And where thieves break through and steal. And that does happen to people as well. And Jesus added, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that's what Christ said to us. And where we put our money, brethren, really does show where our hearts are. And notice he said in verse 24, he said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and money. You've got to have one goal in life, one purpose. And Christ gave what that is in verse 33 of Matthew 6. He said, seek you first the kingdom of God. And that's why we're all here at the feast, to learn how to seek the kingdom of God first. And his righteousness, the way of God, the law of God. And then he says, and these things, and he was talking about food and clothing and shelter, Jesus said, all these things shall be added unto you. And don't take any thought about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow or next year, for tomorrow will take care of itself. If our heart is in God's work, if we're showing God where our heart is by our giving, and you brethren have been doing that, and I hope you will do it again today, give the very best you can. This is the last great day. The Feast of Tabernacles ended last night. And this is a separate festival, the last great day of God. And it's a final opportunity until Passover season to give a special offering to our God, to glorify Him, to show Him where our hearts are in this work and in this church, and that we're seeking first His kingdom in our lives. And we only have one God, and that is Him, and not riches. So there's nothing that you can do, brethren, for the future, really, to protect yourself from what's coming, physically speaking, nothing. I heard when I was in the feast in Washington that one of our members up there was selling everything that he had and moving up into the mountains because times are getting bad. Well, I think that's foolish to sell everything you have and flee into the mountains. That isn't going to work either. The best thing to do is keep your heart in the work of God and keep your money in the best spot where it's doing the most good. And that's in this work, brethren, which is reaching out to other people with the truth of God. So as they take up the offering this morning, just remember what Jesus said. And when you give that, you're not laying up for yourselves treasure on earth, but you're laying up for yourselves treasure and reward in heaven. So let's keep that in mind as the offering is now taken up.
Thank you for listening to this audio file from the Worldwide Church of God Library Collection. Please visit wwcg-library.com and explore the incredible truths that answer the mysteries of life.